Chapter 3.
I thought she was going to lock you up on the spot. Cassie looked at Lexi wide-eyed. Lexi nodded in agreement. Detective Nick Stone had seemed quite suspicious of her, especially after the apron was found. But Lexi knew Stone would need more than that to arrest her. I can't say I'm sorry she's dead, Lexi admitted. But I don't like the way some of the evidence points at me.
Well, at least now we might have a better chance of winning the contest, Cassie pointed out.
Lexi glanced over at the next booth. Aria was huddled in the corner, whispering with Grace Harvey, one of the alternate judges. Lexi felt her stomach drop as she realized someone would have to replace Saunders. If that someone was Grace Harvey, things might be even worse for her. There wasn't much she could do about it at the moment, so she turned her attention to more pressing matters.
The filming is canceled for today, but I think we should still work on the cakes so they will be perfect for judging tomorrow.
Cassie nodded her agreement, then went straight to the fridge at the back of the makeshift kitchen and pulled out several cake tiers. The next part of the contest would judge them on their cake decorating skills as well as on the complexity and taste of the cakes. Lexi had planned to wow the judges with a traditional white three-tier cake, decorated to the nines with a quilted texture fondant covered in white frosting roses and silver leaves and balls. The cake itself was vanilla, and she was adding in raspberry liqueur filling to give it some extra punch. The groom's cake was a funky contemporary design, with geometric tiers offset and covered in bright colors and decorations. The frosting was all smooth fondant, cut out into interesting shapes. Chocolate fudge cake with toffee caramel filling would please the palates, while the decoration of the cake would please the judges' eyes. Or at least that's what Lexi hoped. The morning's events, however, had somewhat dampened her enthusiasm for cake decorating. Would she even be around to present the cakes? Or would she be sitting in jail? Or worse, disqualified from the competition? Lexi looked around the stadium. Each row was sectioned off with fabric in the back, so she couldn't see the entire room. From her kitchen, she could see the other kitchens in the same row, as well as the ones across from her. Glancing around, she noticed most of the bakers were focusing on getting their cakes made, but some were looking over at her suspiciously. Did they all think she had done it? Lexi went over to the fridge and pulled out a bowl of golden caramel that had been setting up in preparation for its role in the groom's cake. She grabbed some toffee from her supply rack and started crushing it with a rolling pin, adding it in small amounts to the caramel. We need to do something to help catch the killer soon, so I can put my energies into the contest and not have to worry about when Detective Stone is going to appear, with a pair of handcuffs in my size. Cassie nodded.
We're both up to our eyeballs here with work, but maybe tonight we can set aside some time to talk to some of the other bakers and see if we can find anything out.
Lexi popped a piece of toffee into her mouth, rolling it around on her tongue. She moved it from side to side, savoring the buttery taste, while she brushed the rest of the toffee into the bowl and covered it with plastic wrap. Yeah, it's too bad we are so limited on time. Lexi's head jerked up. Wait a minute. We don't have a lot of time, but I know someone who does, and she's the perfect person to help us find the killer. Cassie arched her brows.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do. Lexi whipped off her apron and threw it on the shelf. You stay here and mind the fort. I think I know just where to find her. Lexi stood in the wide entrance to the casino. The clamor of bells and blinking lights caused a momentary disorientation. She scanned the rows of slot machines, looking for her grandmother's familiar bluish-gray head. She spotted her on the other side of the casino. Mona Baker, or Nans, as Lexi had called her since childhood, sat at her favorite Wheel of Fortune slot machine, happily pressing buttons.
Lexi smiled at the flushed look of excitement on the woman's face. When Lexi had made the reservations for her Las Vegas trip to compete in bakery battles, she had invited Nance along, knowing how much the older woman loved playing the slots. She figured since she had rented two rooms for her and Cassie anyway, it would be an inexpensive way for Nance to have a vacation. Little did she know she would have to avail herself of the older woman's detective skills to help solve a murder. Lexi aimed for Nance, navigating the sea of gamblers. She passed a little bar inside the casino. Someone inside the bar caught her eye. She slowed down for a better look. Was that? It was. Amanda Scott Saunders's husband sat at the corner of the bar. Normally, the man was meticulously groomed. Lexi felt a pang of sympathy as she noticed his rumpled shirt, tired eyes, and stubbled chin. Sympathy soon turned to suspicion, however, when she saw that one hand held a tall drink and the other was draped around the back of a chair that held a striking blonde. Her eyes narrowed as she watched them talking and laughing. Hours after his wife was found murdered? She mentally added Peter Saunders to her suspect list, then continued to navigate her way over to the bank of blinking slot machines where Nance was seated. Are you winning? Lexi asked as she approached the older woman. Nance swiveled her head in Lexi's direction, only long enough to indicate she heard her, then returned to watching the reels spin. Not so much, about even, Nance said, holding her hand out flat and tilting it back and forth. Did you hear? Lexi asked. Hear what? This time Nance didn't even turn her head. There was a murder this morning in Bakery Battle Stadium. That got her attention. Nance turned to face Lexi, the slot machine all but forgotten. Really? Lexi told her about how she had discovered the body, the police inquisition, and the discovery of her apron as the murder weapon. That nasty woman. Nance looked like she'd eaten a sour lemon. There's probably a lot of people who would have wanted to kill her. Only every baker in the competition. I also noticed her husband is in the bar over there. Lexi tilted her head in the direction of the bar, living it up with some blonde. Nan's eyes widened. She craned her neck to get a view of the bar. And I noticed Aria Pierce is very friendly with Grace Harvey. If Grace replaces Amanda, it could throw the competition in Aria's favor. Do you think she would stoop to murder just to win the competition? I know there is a lot of money at stake, but murder? Lexi worried her bottom lip with her teeth. Did she think Aria would stoop to murder? It does seem a bit extreme, but no harm in checking her out, right? Lexi shrugged. Nance, I was hoping you and the ladies would help look into some of the suspects. Right now, all the evidence points to me, and I'm so busy with a competition. Of course, dear. She slid off her seat, grabbing her gigantic purse. I'll go back to the room and call Ida. Lexi felt relief wash over her. Earlier in the year, she had discovered that her grandmother and her four friends had an odd hobby. They solved murders. In fact, they had been instrumental in finding the killer of Lexi's ex-boyfriend and in helping to clear her name from the suspect list. Their investigative skills had also come in handy when Lexi had stumbled across the dead body of a client several months earlier. Lexi felt a lot better, knowing they were going to be helping find Amanda's real killer and get the police off her back. Thanks, Nance. I knew I could count on you. Lexi noticed the older woman squinting at something just over her shoulder. Who is that? Nance asked. Lexi turned. She spotted the object of Nan's question about 20 feet away, making a beeline toward her. Detective Nick Stone.
Lexi's stomach rolled over as she watched the tall redhead barreling toward her, a trail of detectives in her wake. Your assistant told us we could find you here. Lexi raised an eyebrow, afraid to speak. She noticed Nick looking at Nan's. She wouldn't arrest a girl in front of her grandmother, would she? This is my grandmother, Mona Baker. Nan's, this is Detective Nick Stone. Lexi was surprised to see the stoic detective's face soften as she reached her hand out to Nan's.
Call me Nicky, Ms. Baker.
Nick turned back to Lexi.
I need to ask you some questions. We found out a few things that make you a person of interest in this case.
Lexi raised her eyebrows. What? She squeaked out.
We reviewed the videos from yesterday. It seems Judge Saunders gave you quite a smack on your marzipan.
Lexi shrugged. I already told you that this morning.
Nick flipped open her notebook, thumbing through a few pages. Yes, but what you didn't tell us is that afterward you said the competition would be better if Saunders wasn't around.
Nick wiggled her fingers in the air to punctuate the last five words. Lexi swallowed. That's just the sort of thing you say without really meaning anything. I was steaming about the bad judgment. I wouldn't actually kill her over it.
Your competitor, Aria Pierce, seems to think you might.
Lexi felt her cheeks grow red with anger. It would be just like Aria to say that. She took a deep breath. Detective, Aria Pierce is my biggest competition. She'll say pretty much anything to cast suspicion on me. Nick nodded.
There is one more thing. We've done a little checking, and it seems this isn't the first time you've been suspected of murder.
I already told you about my client.
Not that murder, your ex-boyfriend.
But I was cleared. I was even the one who caught the real killer, with Nan's help. Lexi turned to her grandmother, who nodded in agreement.
Nick raised an eyebrow at Nan's. Be that as it may, I have a call in to Detective Perillo back in Brook Ridge Falls regarding you. So if you are hiding anything, you better come clean now. Jack and I are old friends.
Old friends? Lexi didn't like the predatory gleam in Nick Stone's eye when she said Jack's name. Nor did she like the fact that Jack hadn't mentioned he knew a gorgeous female detective out here. Then again, he probably wasn't expecting her to get involved in a murder case. I'm sure you'll find I'm not hiding anything, Lexi bristled.
Well then, I trust you won't leave the hotel. We may have more questions for you once we review the surveillance tapes and electronic room key records.
She nodded at Nan's.
A pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Nick turned in a billow of copper hair and strode off on her long legs, the detectives trailing behind her.
Lexi let out a breath she hadn't even realized she was holding. Jack was going to be mad when he found out she had gotten herself involved in another murder. He wasn't too happy when she'd investigated the last one and had made her promise she wouldn't get involved in any more.
Well, I can see why you are in such a hurry to find the killer.
Nan's interrupted her thoughts. Exactly. Judge Saunders was nasty to everyone in the competition. That means we have a lot of suspects to weed through. I need to get busy finding out which one of them was not in their room at 4 a.m.
I'll go back to the room and get the girls working on checking out Judge Saunders and Aria Pierce. We can compare notes when you get up there.
Thanks. Lexi bent over, giving Nan's a quick hug before the women headed off in different directions. Lexi exited the casino, making a mental to-do list. She had to put some finishing touches on the wedding cakes for tomorrow's judging. Then she wanted to talk to as many of the other contestants as she could to see if they had noticed anything that could help her find the murderer. Most importantly, she needed to figure out how to keep Jack from finding out she was investigating another murder. She had a gut feeling that keeping their relationship intact
depended on preventing Detectives Perillo and Stone from talking to each other. Not only to keep Jack from finding out about her involvement in the case, but also to keep the two of them from rekindling any old friendship they may have had.